All right, the GM meetings in the NHL are underway down in Florida. It's all about goaltender interference,
yep.
The review process. That's been the story of the year. And joining us now, courtesy of Valiant Financials, our TSN Hockey Insider, Darren Dreger. What's happening, Dregs?
I'm still trying to make sense of the Facebook marriage comment, but no, it's all good. Yeah, but it's still overcast right now. I'm not going to complain too much. Last few days have been great, so no complaints.
Oh, yeah. Facebook marriages, you make it seem like everything's great, Darren, but in real life,
yeah. It
sucks. So the people that are like, oh, look how much I love this guy or this and that. But guess what happens in real life? It's no good.
Nah, I hear you, brother.
Just a warped mentality.
Yeah, it's fake news. That's
just
what
such
saying.
A warped mentality. well, like we were saying before we had you on here, that the overarching story of the whole season has been about goaltender interference and the review process, and now all the GMs are in the room and they're going to be talking about it, yet I don't hear any options to kind of solve it. I mean, are you hearing what is being proposed for them to figure this out, or how are they going to handle this?
Yeah, well, there wouldn't be any options that have been proposed. There's scenarios that have been discussed, and they're not, you know, the league and the general managers assembled here in Boca. You want to get to that point between now and Wednesday? I guess we're going to find out. Among the scenarios, status quo, maybe getting each general manager, every coach and the players to understand what the rule is specific to goalie interference and what incidental contact in the blue paint is. That might be an easy adjustment. You know, beyond that, it gets more complicated. I mean, it's been suggested, and I wouldn't say majority, but I would say a number of general managers would approve of the situation room handling the final decision of the goalie interference call as opposed to the official on the ice who has final decision on that. Then if you want to go to the follow-up extreme, you know, and it wouldn't happen this year, although it happens in the playoffs, you know, you bring in, like Major League Baseball does, a current official or an ex-NHL official into that situation room on a nightly basis, you know, to help determine what the best outcome is. And that individual with, say, Chris King or someone from hockey operations would be on the headset with the officials on the ice to determine that. And the fourth and final scenario is interesting to me, and I think it's the least likely to happen, but it's interesting nonetheless. It was suggested by a manager today, take away the coach's challenge, not the video review process, just don't allow the coach to issue the challenge. So if there's a sketchy call or a sketchy play where there might have been goalie interference, well, the situation room in Toronto is going to manage that anyway. So by doing that, maybe you take away the monitors on the bench, and then that opens up a whole new scope. Because, guys, how many times do you see on a video replay or just on a cutaway shot where the coaches, the head coaches and the assistant coaches, are peering down over that monitor?
That's the whole game now, Darren. It's like I look at it and I'm like, I wish they would take those iPads off the bench. It doesn't even seem like hockey anymore.
I'll tell you what, O-Dog, and I doubt they do it, but there's a few that would like to see that happen, and it goes beyond the scope of goalie interference and offside and just to the general way the game is called. Because now, you know, coaches are going after the officials over hooking, over holding, over anything that might have happened during that play because they can see it on their monitor below. So, you know, the unintended consequence of goalie interference and offside challenges, everything else is introduced into that scope. So I doubt any of that happens, but I can tell you that there was at least one manager and there was at least some support for the idea of taking it out of the coach's hands.
Dregs, you and I were texting a couple of weeks ago about a couple of goaltender interference calls, and I thought to myself, has the league entertained, for lack of better words, I'll just throw it out there, like educating people? How many times have we seen with suspension videos or things like this is why this person's being suspended. Right. Like almost, and I know that they're not up for the PR war, but like to me, explain why that was a goal. Like, and I know they don't want to do it every night because it's just adding to workload, but I think if there's a process, like this is what the league is thinking, this is why it wasn't a goal, or this is why it was a goal. To me, at least, you're getting the mindset of fans that are that are, okay, this is what they saw. But again, it's all I'm doing is adding workload and creating more problem. But at least you're getting some understanding of why it was called a no goal or why it was called a goal, and what did they see and what was their interpretation.
Well, look, Noodles, they're it's a good thought, and there are two ways to look at this. In fact, over the last, since the All-Star, when, you know, Coley Campbell and the league met with the assembled coaches and managers there and the officials on hand and some owners and reminded these guys, just don't overthink it, right? Like, don't go looking for something that isn't there. Look for the egregious. If the egregious isn't there, then, you know, push away from it. From that point forward, what the league has done is send out a video on a nightly basis. Well, it's not nightly, but it goes out the next day by 5 o'clock Eastern. Every coach and general manager in the NHL gets a video presentation and an explanation of why that was a good goal or why it was overturned, specific to goaltender interference. But that never goes public.
Right.
So, you know, the clubs have that at their discretion, but they're actually talking, and it's a good point you bring up, they're actually talking about publicizing that. And they haven't gotten to that point yet. Maybe they'll, you know, come to a determination of whether or not that's useful or helpful in the next couple of days before they break apart on Wednesday. But at the very least, I feel like that's something they would do as a step in the right direction. Because, again, in the bigger picture here, guys, you know, right now the league is trending at 6,500 goals. Right now, actually not trending. That's what's been scoring, around 6,500 goals. There have been 170 challenges, and I think between the officials and hockey operations, it's six or less where there's been some debate. There's been, you know, a difference in between the two sides in the opinion of how that should play out. You're talking about a small percentage, but we talk about it because some of them seem to be pretty obvious, or we feel they're obvious. If you handed out a video explanation like that on a nightly basis, that might kind of soothe the public and the media by example.
We're Darren Dreger, Hockey Insider, live at the GM meetings down in Florida. And this is what I've noticed here, Dregs, is that we keep hearing that the GMs have different views on it. The coaches have different views on it. The league wants to figure out what they think can work for them. I never hear anyone in the game talk about the fans and what the fans really want. And, you know, as a fan myself, I've been pushing this for quite some time just to get rid of the review. I just don't want it. I don't like it. I don't need it. And I want them to go back to the way they did it for 98 years. And I would guess, Dregs, with every botched review, it's getting closer and closer to me being in the majority, if not fully in the majority. And I don't sense they're worried about how the fans feel about the whole process and how these reviews are taking away from the entertainment value. I'm not sensing they're even worried about that.
Well, look, Brian, I mean, they are worried about it. Could the National Hockey League be the first professional league to abandon video review? Probably not. But I can tell you that there is an undercurrent of that. There are some here in Boca that would be supportive of that. I just don't think that it's the majority that would support that, because as Bettman warned years ago when they first implemented and introduced video review, it's a slippery slope. Mm-hmm. And although it was first introduced to, you know, again, I use the word egregious because that's a word that Colin Campbell and everyone in the National Hockey League throws out, right? You want to avoid the obvious mistake. But as soon as you give the tool to the coaches and the managers to use, you know, in their advantage, they're going to make it their advantage. I mean, that's just a coaching tool. That's what you do. So it was suggested that maybe the best case or the most successful option would be to eliminate video review entirely from goaltender interference. Not going to happen, but it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I'd love to see it happen. We're Darren Dreger, Hockey Insider. Getting ugly in Ottawa. I'm sure you heard of these billboards, the Melnick out billboards in Ottawa that the fans set up.
Four of these billboards. Is that the new move now?
Four of them went up today, right?
Today, throughout Ottawa, and it was all about like a GoFundMe, and it's getting ugly in Ottawa for Eugene Melnick. And I mean, and the Carlson stuff still hanging over them. I mean,
what do you do though?
Like, well, that's what I'm wondering. What can you do? And you can't. You're not going to push out an owner. He's not going to sell the team because of a couple of billboards. But I haven't seen this in quite some time, if at all, in the NHL. Anyway.
No, no, not recently. Anyway, and it's funny you guys say that, and I'm not going to suggest that this is the reason behind it. We've seen Pierre Dorion, your general manager of the Ottawa Senators, a couple of times. Yesterday, Bob McKenzie and I were enjoying poolside time. he sauntered by in a Houston Astros hat, which was comical to me anyway, and didn't spend a lot of time. He kept going. And then today, you know, you had, you know, a good collection of the general managers, you know, Lou Lamoriello included, who stopped to talk to the GM or to the assembled media. And Pierre Dorion, although I personally didn't stop him to interview him, but he sauntered through and, you know, a couple of guys stopped and he, you know, for example, didn't have an opinion on the goalie interference issue. I wonder now that you say that, I wasn't aware of that. I wonder if he was just trying to dodge the public eye for the obvious reason because of what was going on there. That's interesting.
I could see it. I mean, what's he supposed to say? It's the owner. He, you know, what can he say? And you don't want to come out and blast the fans because they're also the fans. So he's an he's in an absolutely impossible position.
You're right. It's a tough spot because they've had such a bad season, and the season kind of almost won't end. Remember, they were behind by 5 games. Like, everyone else was caught up. And the Carlson thing, and they're playing better since the trade deadline, but it's
irrelevant.
It's the Walking Dead.
Now, if you're a fan, you want to lose so that you get a better odds at the draft.
Walking Dead right now.
Like, hey, so you guys, you want the most important thing that's happened to me today? And aside from all the goalie interference nonsense, it didn't happen to me. I didn't word that right. But my most interesting experience today was watching the lifeguards here outside the Boca Beach Club frantically getting people out of the water because there were a number of sharks that were swirling about.
No way.
Yeah. I mean, that's it, man. Like, I'm standing on cement right now, and I'm like, I may be a lob wedge from the water. I'm not. That's as close as I'm getting in the next 2 days.
Oh, you're preaching to the choir, Dregs. I do not do natural bodies of water.
Yeah, I'd never.
You should tell Frank Saravelli to let's go for a little dip in the ocean and throw a big T-bone out there.
I thought you were going to say you were walking by the pool and dropped an O. Henry in there. Saw people like scatter.
The Bill Murray routine.
Yeah.
Yeah, stay on the sand. Stay on the concrete, Dregs. Don't get crazy.
Stay safe, pal.
All right, buddy. Enjoy it down there. We'll do it again later in the week.
Okay, fellas.
There's Darren Dreger, Hockey Insider. On Overdrive, brought to you by Valiant Financial. For fast approvals and competitive payment options on heavy equipment from any dealer, visit valiantfinancial.ca.